Good morning, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. We're so glad that it is 9 a.m. Central Daylight Time here in the land of the Sioux. And what a joy to be back in the studio. I'm your host, Joanne Fox, for Faith in Action.
Woohoo! Joanne's in the house!
My cheering section and my fans are thrilled to see me. I am so thrilled to see my two sisters from Other Mothers, Ann Reed and Lisa Niebuhr. It's just a joy to be back in the studio. As most of you listeners know, we are snowbirds, Dean Fox and I, and we spent almost 6 months down in Santan Valley, Arizona, where it's warm and every day is sunny. But I miss my family and I miss my friends up here, and it is great to be back in the studio. And perhaps you saw some of the announcements that said today was going to be regularly scheduled programming. Well, since I came back early for Easter, we made the decision that I should come in and we should tape a show, because right after Easter, we have such exciting things going on here at Siouxland Catholic Radio. And that's what we're going to talk about during this Faith in Action, are the exciting things we have going on. Now, most of you, if you follow us on social media, or there were some press releases that went out as well, know that we did our first ever art festival. And that was kind of a wild hair that Lisa and Ann and I kind of sat around and brainstormed on. And it was based off of the wonderful response we had to the Eucharistic miracles, which we did during the fall pledge drive. And Lisa, tell the listeners about the Eucharistic miracles and how we kind of got that into the studio so listeners could physically come into the studio and look at these remarkable banners.
As you know, Siouxland Catholic Radio is a sister station to many different EWTN affiliates. And thanks to Steve Sponkowski, as well as our partnership with the folks at KVSS in Omaha, we were able to bring up the Eucharistic Miracles of the World exhibit. And so people were able to see not only those beautiful 3x5 panels, but the extraordinary posters that were available at Trinity Heights for people to be able to see. When we picked up the banners, as well as brought them back, we saw what KVSS had done in regards to their youth art festival and calendar. And they invited youth from throughout their listening area to create pictures and had them adjudicated. And so when Paul and I went down and Ann and I went down, we said to Joanne, wouldn't this be cool if we could do something in conjunction with our spring pledge drive? Because it's cool to have people on the air, but it's neater and it's the depth and the richness is greater when people have that opportunity to be able to see the banners, for the kids to be able to learn and to share, as well as for all of us. And so that's where the idea came. We talked with several different schools in the month of December, and in January we made the official announcement and said to schools and parishes throughout the listening area, and even homeschoolers and online students, if you would like to create a beautiful 11x14 picture or visual arts other than photography of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we would like to have it by April 1st, no fooling, at 3 o'clock. And we were hoping, Joanne, my thought was maybe 20. And by the time we closed the office on Friday, April 1st, we had 180 entries from Calhoun County, the Calhoun County community, from Boone, from Hospers, from Lamar's, from Ellendale, from Jackson, Nebraska, from South Sioux City. Holy cow. It's just incredible.
Yeah, truly. And I think it spoke to the idea that young people like to create art, and there's never the opportunity for their art to be adjudicated. When you think about individuals who are dancers or singers, they do have the ability to enter contests. We don't see art contests at the same level. And it was real interesting as we kind of put this together and wanted it to be part of our pledge drive, that because of the success of the Eucharistic miracles, and we saw individuals coming in and then saying to us, wow, we really love coming into your offices, which are located in Sioux City in the former St. Boniface Church offices right off Hamilton Boulevard. We really love your facility. And wow, thank you so much for letting us come in and experience these beautiful banners of the Eucharistic miracles. And that's what we wanted to duplicate, was the ability to have students do art, have it judged so that there would be first, second, third place winners, and then for the greater public to come in and experience our pledge drive and at the same time see the art and really appreciate what our young people are doing. And my good buddy, Amy Thompson, who has Art Sucks here in Siouxland, downtown, she got three of her art friends to come out, and they judged, and they raved about the art. And so it's been a great collaboration to put all of this together and get ready for our pledge drive, which, again, we would love for you all to come down and see the art and see the first place winners and second place winners and third place winners. And we will have a reception, which you're just going to have to listen to the rest of the show when I talk about the reception for the winners. So it's been just a great effort. And the response of families, of teachers, principals, art people, just remarkable. So I think we kind of hit on a need for both of us, for both the radio station and our young, thriving artists.
And Joanne, you and I and Anne have all talked. You're right. I can be able, as a band director's wife, to go hear beautiful, sacred music. There are not those opportunities to see sacred art. The Sistine Chapel, part of the inspiration also for this, because people love being able to go down to Omaha and to be able to see the magnificent Sistine Chapel right in front of their faces. And so how can we be able to provide that? And how do we give people an opportunity to say, you know, what are the kids learning in their faith formation programs? What have they studied in the school throughout the year? And so as the school year is coming to an end, what a great opportunity for us to be able to say, you want to see the return on that investment? You want to see how your parish dollars are making an impact? Here you can be able to see it and witness it firsthand. As well as for some kids who say, I don't like to read, but I love to do, to give them that opportunity to do and to share their faith in a new endeavor.
And I think it was another kind of God wink moment in, well, what kind of art are we going to ask them to submit? We really wanted a theme. Well, we settled on, you know, Mary, the Mother of God, who is probably the model of all communicators. When the angel Gabriel came to her and said, hey, guess what? You're going to be the Mother of God. And she said, well, I think I can do that. My soul magnifies the Lord, you know, and my spirit rejoices. Although my favorite Mary moment is at the wedding feast in Canaan, where they ran out of the wine, and she went to her son and said, they have no wine. And he said, yeah, which all I could hear is my own children going, yeah. And then she looked at the wine steward and said, do whatever he asks. Boom. Can't get much better at a communicator than that. And I think the other thing was, we wanted to make sure we didn't have too narrow a focus of the art. But Mary, our mother, has so many different ways that she is portrayed. When you think about her, you know, they could have gone with the Nativity. They could have gone with the Assumption, the Annunciation, the Immaculate Conception, Our Lady of Guadalupe. There's just so many different ways Mary can be portrayed. And I think that helped the inspiration for these young artists to say, when I think of Mary, the Mother of God, this is who I picture. And really, listeners, if you do have the opportunity to come down and see the art, it's humbling. It really is. I'm no artist. As most of you know, I spent my entire career in the field of writing. Words come a little easier for me. art, good old stick figures, that's it. But even to see the little ones and their interpretation. But what really blew me away was the senior students, like the 17, 18-year-olds, and their interpretation of Mary. And Lisa, you kind of looked at the art.
The variety of art is just amazing. You see some of the younger kids and one of the art students. It's truly that traditional Mary of beautiful blue, radiant mother. One of the students wrote the Hail Mary and did his artwork, and he wrote out the prayer, which was incredible. There is an interpretation of a modern day Mary. There is a young lady who said to her mom, well, how do I create Mary? Because there's so many images. And her mom said, create Mary as you see her. And so you see the beautiful eyes of Mary through Maria Probst. You've got kids who talk about Mary when one of them said, it all happened because Mary said yes. You see Mary kneeling at the cross, and there's a beautiful picture and poem of Mary in the Garden of Tears after the crucifixion. And so you have so many different interpretations, and it is just amazing. And so don't think you're going to come and see one Mary. You are going to see 180 different interpretations of Mary.
So listeners, of course, it's time to take a short break so we can give a shout out to our underwriters and all our supporters, do some public service announcements. But you need to stay tuned because we will be right back with a lot more information on our first ever art festival and our pledge drive that is coming up. So stay tuned.